Just last week's discussion about the Balmum. We did mention the way the Rambam has the assay and the lois assay of Melach, and that the assay is to put Melach on the, and the lois assay is look ashol the hashpis Melach. So one could say that the Lois HaSeh and the HaSeh are very much connected with the Ramban that I mentioned last week, Ramban and Kiddushin, and Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, we says, Li nira, she'ika mitzvosei HaSeh, she'ein lav shebo el l'kayim ho'aseh. The whole lav is to mekayim the HaSeh. He says, for example, Micah, v'sisa Micah t'chila, so it could be similarly the lav of Hashposas Melech on Korban also could be like this. Okay. And the truth is the way he formulates it, and also the way he talks in Cherishishi, so you get the impression, just in the cursory reading of Shereshishi, even though reading it further you might not get that impression, that the Lois HaSeh is not to Mekayim is bit of the assay. Okay. That's all good in terms of Hashposas Melech. How will you get to Balmum? It's not clear to me that that's the approach you can take. First of all, the Rambam is careful when he talks about Hashposas Melech. He really has a parallel structure over here. He talks about, on one hand, to have Melech on the Korban, and then he says, Shlul Hashpis Melech, and you get the impression the same thing. However, when he talks about the Asay of Tomim and the Lav of Balmum, just the plain expression of what he's saying, you don't get the feeling that he's talking about an assay and a lois assay of the same thing. And further, if you look in Mitzvah Assay Samach Aleph, Vamitzvah Samach Aleph, he shetzivonu shiakol korbon shenakiveu sholem biminoi tomim minamumim shebol bakosuv. That's the whole pashas emo. But then he says viomu akabolo sheimumim. Okay. That's the Chayav Pirush Mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu. I guess, I don't know. I don't know where you need a Pirush Mekubal that the Mumim, the Torah gives you a whole discussion of what Mumim are. You need a Kabbalah about it. I don't know exactly what the issue is, but that's an interesting point. That's not for us now. Vom Yisala, Tomim Tiyeh, l'lotze. V'loshin siflo, tomim yiyeh, l'lotze mitzisaseh. Now this is the important line. Ukva heviu raya al heyois yenois hanesochim ushmonehem vasilis betachlis hatei vanekiois minahefzid mi omloi tmimim yiu lochem viniskeyem. And he learns that this and that are the same thing. He learns a different pasuk. He learns that it's the same. It's like he will kefal on the assay. Now, this, for our purposes, just here, Veloshin Sifor, the way he translates it, Kapach, he says, Tomim minamumim, shaleim nema bakosuv umeseres. Shehem mumim, fu omu yisal etom yiyel levatzim losh sifor tom yiyel levatzim mitzasei v'kal lomdu shiu yenus ad esochel v'shmon v'soltan betachlis hatoy v'ashleimus mikol kilkum mima shom yisal etomim yiyu lachem v'nizkeyum. Okay. Now, those who know what mumim are know that the whole parasha mumim and emor and all the lavim only in behemoth, not in the soch, and not in menoches. So if he puts the assay as referring to any hefsid in korban, so the chayra to say that the assay and the lois assay are the flip, and that the lois assay is a bittel of the assay, where the Ramban says it, you can do it in Melech, but I challenge you to do it in Mum. Also, Another raya. You see, also, he does something else here. If you noticed the way he says it, the Seder here in Sherish Yudbeis, see, when it comes to mum, he quotes a lav first. So shelo yehei mchus zman, v'tzivuyo m'mloyach kol kol b'melach, v'yom yis'ale al kol kol b'tach melach, v'az ros m'lovatoi, k'mo yishom loy sash b'melach. So that, in other words, if the loisa se is the bitter, if the Lisa said, if the Lisa said, just take it cheerfully. You see, logically, if the lav is the bitter of the assay, you'd want to mention the assay first and then the lois assay. Because you have the assay and the lav is the bitter of the assay. So he does that by melech. But when he talks about mum, he does it the opposite way. He mentions the lav first and then the assay. Okay. Then another problem. Okay. There's one other problem. Here it is. The Gemara says it's very clear in the Gemara Becheres that the EQ of the assay of Tomim is an Isser Fnei Atzmoy. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara in Becheres on Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Boy, Rav Achta boy, Bar Ami, Yesh Mechusa Eva Mifnim, or Ein Mechusa Eva Mifnim. Lamai, Ila Bechor, Pesach, Pisech O Iver, Ksiv, means something which you see b'chutz. Ila kochim avirus ha'shova k'siv. It's basically mum which we know about. Li'eshchut lefuke lo yiboylon. It's not a question of mum for pidyon. Or for shchitin b'chol. Kimi boyl yifsua. It's not a question of a mum for shchit and b'chol, but it's a question of psul. My tomim yiye l'rotzoin om rachmona. Tomim in chesaron loy. Ol dilma tomim yiye l'rabois kol mum lo yiye boy. So the Gemara has a suffix where the assay of Tomim has other mechusayim b'fnim which the lav doesn't have. Toshma v'shtei akloyos v'loi bal kluya achas v'loi bal sholosh kluyos v'tan yiduch Yisiren el rabbis bal kuya achas savur de kuya alma ein beye beachas do mechse chose leim bokum ifli masovo chesom bifnim shmei chesor masovo chesom bifnim lo shmei chesor ol abchir bara yeis de kuya alma yeish beye beachas chesom bifnim shmei chesor. So the Gemara is ready to say chesom bifnim shmei chesor and chesom bifnim shmei chesor and mum is dafka begolui. So you see again that the assay and the lois assay are not really the same. So that's what I want to tell you. I think you could make a good case, and the Ramban and the way the Ram starts of Shira Shishi could be beautiful to answer the Mishmael's kasha. But if you're honest with yourself and you work out bal mum with tomim, it's not good. But learning is honesty, I think. Thank you. So, the Chayim and Mishmael is Kasha to Kasha, but in Melech it's okay, in Tomim it's a little difficult. Okay, now, Ram says in Shurish Beis, Kagoy the Osuli Mikdosh, Shizu Mitzvahs, Su Mitzvahs Asay Achas, towards the beginning of Shurish Beis, Mechala Mitzvahs. Now here, translation of the Arabic was not too good. And a better translation probably would be Vihi Shia Lono Base Miyuad. Base Miyuad. Be'elub tia pnia uvoi siya akrovo ubo iya kibbutz mo'adu. Now, this is amazing. Just, what is the purpose of bring this here in the middle of Shemeshu Beis? He does a similar thing. If you open up to Mitzvah Saseh Chav, Tavulasis base avoida, he calls it base avoida. Bo siya krovo, vavolis or eish tomid, veil of tia pnea, ubo tia. I don't know, chagiga. That should be a little regal. Viscapsis to call shaman. It's the Skapsus B'chol Shona Kamo Shiz Boye V'wom Yisale V'yosli Mitosh. So he does it also in Mitzvah Chav, and he does it also in Mishnah Teirah. You'll notice there are differences, slight differences, in what he says and the order of things in the way he brings it down in different places. In the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Mitzvah Saseh, La'aseis Bais La'Shem Muchon Li'ois Makrivim Boi Kavonois V'chogin Yilav Shorosh Pomim V'ashon HaShneim V'yosalim Mikdash. Here there's no veil of tia pnia, and just uh, what I'd like to do and you see this is amazing because a priori the place for a discussion like this is Moreh Nevuchim, and this is not Moreh Nevuchim, this is in Sheresh Yudbeis and it's Asei Chof and the base of Bechira.
You would want to just say something like he tells him there out of like Chibas HaMikdash.
I understand, but you know, if you want to give a Musash, what's in the gate to Sheresh Yudbeis? What's in the gate to Mitzvah? The Ram in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the purpose is to tell you what's a mitzvah and what's not a mitzvah. He doesn't tell you any dinim, anything. It's very, he has very clear parameters of what he's trying to do. So what's the purpose of this? Why is it important for us to tell us what the kavanah for Binyan HaMikdash is? The purpose of Sheresh Yudbeis is that's not the issue here. You see, there are two approaches, okay? Now, you see, the question is, I can understand what he wants in Mitzvah Chof, okay? And I'll explain to you what I have, okay? The question is that the same issue that he's dealing with over here, or there's another issue also, okay? You see, maybe the Rambam was only trying to tell you that there is no mitzvah of making a Beis HaMikdash. True, there's a tzivui to make a Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a mitzvah in Tayyad mitzvahs, because Sheresh Yud, which deals with Hakdomos, might tell you that maybe the Beis HaMikdash itself is Hakdomo. Because the mitzvah is Dakovas Kavonis, the mitzvah is the Alila Regel, and the Beis HaMikdash is only that which helps us, it is the Machshir, the Mokka Fakovas Kavonis, and the Mokkaim for Alila Regel. And maybe it's not a mitzvah, you know, mitzvah. In fact, he was a fine Jew, whoever there's a mitz, who wrote a sefer, Yireim, who did not count the mitzvah of also the mitzvah in the Tayyag mitzvah. And the Halachas Deilos quotes the mitzvah of Yosuli Mikdash in the Parshas of the Torah. He has mitzvahs Leisaseh with different ancient. He starts off. Then mitzvahs Kumvaseh, and then he has Parshas of Mesuzah Tzibur. And he quotes the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash in Parshas Mesuzah Tzibur. So I just don't know You know, you have to know it's been a problem. Both the Rambam and the Ramban have said very clearly they don't have a clue what the Halachos Gedolos is talking about there. But you would certainly get the impression that it's not a Poshut Mitzvah Aseh. So maybe the Rambam, since he's in Mitzvah Chof, it's certainly important to say, to explain the question, what's the explanation? That it's a Mitzvah Aseh, and it's not in Shir Rishiyot. And the question is, how does he do it? The Rambam in Mitzvah Chof, he should see more or less as base avoida, both siach rova vavos eish, veil tia pnea, or both tia chagiga viscapsis b'chol shona v'shona, k'mo shiz boya, v'om yis'ale, v'osali mikdosh, v'oshan sifri, sholosh mitz nestav Yisrael, b'knisa s'loretz, Limnois lem melech, Limnois lem besa bechil achazar shal amolek. Hine his boya, she binyan besa bechil mitzvah sasei, mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. What is mitzvah bifnei atzmoi? You would have thought it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. What does it mean? What's the issue? Mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. It's so the mitzvah Terry said, the also the mikdash.
Where are you reading from?
I'm reading from mitzvah chof. You can look at yourself there. Mitzvah say chof. That's a very important line. Afterwards, Ukvar Bialnu Shaklois Hazis Kaleles Protim Ushamanir Vashulchon and Mizbeach Vizulosom Kulom Mechelkia Mikdosh. So, that in general, that's what he's talking about in the mitzvah in Sherish Yud Beis, that the Chalokim are not mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. But it's the Osli Mikdash is the mitzvah, okay? But that's a secondary, that he's talking about afterwards. The question first, is it a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, or is it not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? And that's not the issue afterwards. It's once a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, the question, what is the mitzvah? So it seems there's an issue of whether the mitzvah of the Osli Mikdash is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo or not. And that's what I can imagine him giving this whole discussion about, to try to explain why it is a mitzvah, and that's why it's not Hagdomos, and the Hagdomo, and that's what he quotes the Sifri as another raya that the Sifri calls a mitzvah seh. So then, you know, if you want to do this, then I'll explain to you more what this means, okay? If you want to do this, the Rambam, I'll have to explain how this answers the question, which I'll explain soon, okay? So he can't use this as an example, the Osli Mikdash, an example, until he proves it's a mitzvah. So he's proving it's a mitzvah. And then he talks about the Chalokim, okay? And he starts off Seif Avodah, because he's really explaining why he starts Sefer Avodah Ruchos Beis HaBechira. Because Kol Sefer Korbonos V'Kol Sefer Avodah are tluyim b'mitzvah b'inyan HaMikdash, which that's what the mitzvah b'inyan HaMikdash is all about. But it's not Hagdomah, and we'll see exactly what that means. Because L'Chaira, it's counterintuitive, because what he seems to say is seems to say that it is Akdomo. And the explanation is that it's not Akdomo. Because it has its own work. The Loshin Lavoch Zedeles in Pashas Ateir, Eilu Pashas Chukim Mishpotam Masul and Tzibur Dalit, Pashas Mikdosh, a Pashas Mishkon, V'chol Kelo, V'shemen Amo'o, Big Day Sechod, Kiddush Kohanim, V'china Chamizbeach. Okay, Beseyla. So he doesn't make it the whole. It's not that he counts the Chalokim as separate mitzvahs, but he puts the Chalokim as part of the parasha. I don't know why what the Rambam wants from him exactly, but okay. Sefer Yireyim, as I said, there's no Zeche of the mitzvah Binyan Mikdash. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what I'd like to say here. See, the question is, you see, the question, how do you look at it? Do you look as the Beis HaMikdash is machshi Yaakov's kabonis? The Beis HaMikdash is machshi ali l'regel? Or do you look at as ali l'regel and Yaakov's kabonis are kim in Mikdash? And if you're ready to say the latter, then it's certainly not a machshir. And I'm going to try to prove to you the latter. Paskin makriv maf pishen bayis. Slam based on Bechira, Perigvov, Lochatezvov, Lofika Chriven, Kobonis, Kuron, Afapi, Shein bayis bondi. So, Lechira. If that's the case, you don't really need the Beis HaMikdash Makovus Kobonus, because Makri Makvishen Bayis. So Lechoy can't be just a Hechsher. See, the question is, what happens? What's the afalpi? It seems to be an apology. Yeah, but that's a chachila in the korban. What's the problem? That's the one point of what is the issue? Mm-hmm. Teres Kohanim, you see, he, this the Hamek Dovo, it's a well-known Hamek Dovo, the Sifro V'Loriach V'Loriach Nichoichachem, the Avshim Akivim She'ein Vayis, Mikovokoyim, he says, no Riach Nichoichach. That's a Sifro in B'chukosai, Parsha Aleph, Halacha Dal, V'chein Olim, V'Sat Yisareichem, Chorovo, Yochol Me'odom, K'shoyim V'ashimoisi, Ani Yisareet, Hare Odom Omu, Mo'ani Mekayim, V'Sat Yisareichem, Chorovo, Me'oi V'Ovo V'Shov, V'chein Olim, V'ashimoisi, V'Shoyim, Yochol Me'akabon, K'shoyim V'Oyech Leich Nichoichem, Hare Kabonis Amurim, Omo'ani Mekayim, V'ashimoisi, V'Shoyim, Menagududiois. So, for example, the Chinuch says the Mitzvah's Oila is not Nogi Bizman as it. Lasa is a little kemishpot, but Oheg is Bizman Habayis. No Hegis Bismana Bayis.
What is this? The Terskana or
is no, it, I'm reading that as Chinuch, say for Chinuch. Mitzvah Kuf Tezvo. Lasa is Ho'ilo Kibishpoto. No Hegis Bisman Habayis. Bizikuna. And you have to just keep in mind, we're going to see later, that the mitzvah's oil is not the chivas ha-korvo, it's talking about the chepsa of the korban oil. So by the chepsa of the korban oil, in the full sense of the word, doesn't exist without Beis HaMikdash. Even though Makriv Menach B'Shem Bayis. This I heard from every once. I remember saying Shir in the Balabatim Tuesday night in Bulgaria. During the Shir, he's speaking about what his grandfather Abchaim had said that Balaam Shita is for Yisrael Mizman Azez the Raisa because Makriv Mafshin Bayis and Kitchen Vishoni Kitchen Shad Kitchen Salovoy. So on the way back to Yeshiva, I was sitting in the back of the car and I was talking with him, you know. Like he says to me, he says, Ich verstehe nicht das Ende. I don't know, 100%. You know, why should one think that even though Makriv Menach B'Shem Bayis or whatever it is, that it's the same thing with a bias and without a bias? He said, for example, Kulam Nisui Mizbeach in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin Amatamum Bekotchim Kon Shesime Enoi Ol Kita Yodoi Loike, Shari Nema Bakobo and Kol Mum Loia Boy, the Piashmu Lomdu, Shezeas Hosh Loitain Boy Mum, Veno Loike, Elabisman, Shebeis Hamikdash Kayan. So the Chayli means you have a Mizbeach and not a Beis Hamikdash, and you matel the Mum in a Kolbim, and you don't get Malkus. Malkis is only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdashKayim. It's amazing. So Rebbe said you have to include from here that the cheps of korban bizman achuban afshem akliv mafshnei bayis, that also probably goes together with the schinuch that the mitzvahs oila, we're not talking about the chibus akol, but the cheps of the korban is not neig, so that the cheps of korban is a different cheps of korban. And the Chiyu Malkus for Matul Mum and Kodshim is not there, Bisman is it. And everything depends upon Beis HaMikdash. So it means I can be Makav a Korban. But the Korban is not the same Korban, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So it could be that Makriv Nach Bishen Bayis, there's no Kiva Kov, it's only Heta Kov.
You say Haraya like Ola, and then you bring a Haraya like Shlomim, and you bring a Shlomim. I give you advice, you probably do fulfill your debt or no?
I understand that, but it's not. I don't know. It's certainly an oila, but it doesn't. I don't know. I don't. I find that difficult to believe, but it's. Derech Agav Biskerov Zichron Levocha, in discussing why there's no Malkus in Matamum Bismarazer. But only Bisman Abayis, but Mikdash. He says, Mishum di loyal korban uposloi. Umashim divov the hoda loikin ala tolas, is the menocha is a nun vavam beis. Ala tolas mum, who mishum da ani maiso, the place of the korban. Ulchem is manazer, the loy mahani maiso. Af al gav di etzma korban lavi shumch sol to roi yir roi lahak vishi bora beit amin vishol amandi amak nav shri bayis ol amandi yom alim is ol amandi we pass on like that amandi yom we call him kiva the mitzias lechozi lakriv loi mahani maisa vishmochi nalika but this is mamish a pella because if there's a mizbeach lechera there should be malchus the way he's learning. Why does the Rambam make it dependent on bias? Should make it dependent on Mizbeach, L'chayr. This is the Piskarov. That's what Rabbi said, what he said. Piskarov says what he says, that's in Lundvov, on the base, in the Menachos, and then Bishya Shmur.
Why is there just no Malkus, but there's a Nisr?
What?
It sounds like in the Rambam there is a Nisr.
Yeah.
So what's the Malkus? Why is the fact that you can't, because Makir Rav Hashem Bayis makes it that there's no Malkus, but there's still the Nisr.
See, I'd rather not answer the question because I'm not sure if the Issa is because of the fact that Beis HaMikdash may be. If I understand what the Issa is, because the Korban is no Dichu in Korban, so I'm not sure what the Issa is, because the Beis HaMikdash could be built at all times, and the Maisa is they did pass on the Korban. I'm not sure. So what I want to suggest is what the Rambam is saying is that uboti akrovo, that akrovos korbonos are kiyumin mikdash. It's just the opposite. It's not the pshat that the mikdash is a machshir for akrovos korbonos, and it should not be minyan mitzvahs for mitzvah yud, but for kirt, the every hakovus korbonos is a kiyumin mikdash. For example, I'll show you something else. The Rambam Yudal Nuchas and Hedron Alocha Yer Aleph. Ain't done din in the foshes el b'fnei abayis. Hushiye bez din agod v'shom v'lishkes shev mikdash shenema v'zokin mamre lo tishua la kriyin mi yeshua v'zman shiyesh mipi ha-shmua lomdu. Bizman sheyesh kriyin makri al gabi mizbeach yesh din nefoshes hu sheyem bez nagodu mekoyma. So what does the Rambam say? Hu sheyem bez nagodu shom belishka sheve mikro. Ele b'fnei abayis. What do you mean b'fnei abayis for? Because the whole drasha is kohen makriv, agav mizbeach. So is makriv rach b'shem bayis. It's all this comes down to the same thing. All you need is mizbeach. So let the Sanhedrin sit there, and you have a mizbeach and show them Yisrael. So why is dinin nefoshes only noig b'zman sheyes beis hamikdash? All comes down to the same thing. I mean, you know, that, and that's the same question. Is Biskel all prepared to say that if they build a Mizbeach, that this Malkus for the love of HaKovas Balma, HaTolos Mum? That's the issue. It's all the same thing. And then it comes down, let me ask you another question. Would there be a mitzvah Lil Regel in makriv v'naf v'shem bayis? Because the Ram here says also, he says not only talks about uboti akrovo hiskapsus lego. So it seems that the Beis HaMikdash is trying to say is not a machshir v'alil rego, but a regel is a kiyum mikdash. And the Rambam in mitzvah nun beis, or mitzvah say nun beis, di shetzivonu Lochrig el hamikdosh, el hamikdosh. Sholosh pomim bashona vom yisale, sholosh golden tochu gli bashona kva yisboy bakosu kizeis chagige hi shekom yisale bekol ben yakiveil mitzvah gimel. Each of the Lahavai, the Hero Ois, Bilgorim, who only saw the Shorish Pomim Bashono, Ere Kozhoch of Ian Zisa Mitzialo or the Limikdosh. Ram says Limikdosh. But look, what do you need Mikdosh for? Makim Mavshi Shane Bites.
It means
the Mikdash and the Makom HaMikdash after the Niskash HaShayt Masa Baba?
I find a difference. L'Mikdash is a Pesachesed. So there's no, so then there's no point, you don't leave your Asli Mikdash, you have Mikdash already. If you're ready to accept that, okay, then you can go a step further. Because what does he say in Mitzvah Chof? He says, Bo ti akrovo. And he says, he talks about Havoris Eish Tomit. Doesn't he say something like that? And this is part of the beer of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Right? Even though Mitzvah Asei Choftes, Mitzvah Choftes, He Shetzivor Lahabio Eish Al Mizbeach. Lahabio Eish Al Mizbeach. B'chol yoim tomid v'om yisale eish tomid tukar al mizbeach leisichbe. So let me ask you a question. If you have a mizbeach, you don't have a mikdash. Is there a mitzvah of avos eish? Or the mitzvah of avos eish is only a mikdash? So that's what I would suggest, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that Mizbeach b'mekoimoy by itself is not Mechayiv, Eish Tomet Tukai Boy. But you need Beis HaMikdash Bonu, Dafka. And that's what I'm saying, that Eish Tomid is a key with Mikdash. And these are all the proofs that Beis HaMikdash is not the Machshir, but Fakert, that all these things are key with Mikdash. And once he proves that it's a mitzvah for the Atzma, then he can discuss what's the mitzvah. Is it the Chalokim or the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah itself?
Where do you see that as a key with Asulei Mikdash?
What?
Where do you see that as a key with Asulei Mikdash?
A key what?
Where do you see that these dinam are kiyam and asuli mikdash?
The question is, what do you need the mikdash for in order to have them?
So you can't say that's a kiyam, that's the only option?
The question, no. You see, eish ha-mizbeach, if you have a mizbeach, why can't you, why are you mechuyim in eish? If mechuyim in apashem bayis, what's the problem? If you have a place to makom korbanos.
But if you're willing to entertain that there are different makom korbanos than the Beis HaMikdash, you could still say it's a machshir.
What? Get what?
If you're saying that it's that makom korbanos is different than the mikdash, hakrov and the mikdash, so it could still be a machshir. So it would just be a machshir on the whatever din that Beis HaMikdash has over makom korbanos.
kid. You see, independent of everything, look at the Lashon Rambam over here and ask yourself what he's trying to say. Ubo tia hakrova. Is that kiyum that's a machshir for the korban, or is it kiyum hakrova mikdash? Vishom is asav muadim. I think the Lashon is much more mashma, I think, maybe I'm wrong, that he's trying to say, at least that, like, see.
The fact that he brings it as a raya, but that's...
Okay, okay, good. That's no. Okay. What's up? There are two issues over here. Question is, what is the Rambam trying to say over here? Okay. And I think clearly what he's trying to say is that it's not a machshir, but the Rambam held that the Beis HaMikdash, that HaKovos Korbanos is a Kiyum HaMikdash, okay? And the Eish HaMizbeach is a Kiyum HaMikdash, okay? That L'chayra is what he clearly says. Okay. Now you just want to ask me, had the Rambam subscribed, which you don't know if he does, had the Rambam subscribed to the Chinuch that the Mitzvah's Ola is not Nerig Bizman Azeh, or the Teres Kohanim, you know, maybe in that increment, the Beis HaMikdash is a Machshir. But, you know, it's a question of which way you look at it. Maybe it's not that in that increment it's a machshir, the pshat is because the kiyum mikdash. The pshat is how do you learn,
how do you say either way.
I understand that. But the Rambam clearly learned the other way. That's clear. But I think it's mamash a whole... Now, what I'm going to Shem next week, I'm going to suggest a pshat that the Rambam over here might have had something that might have been nogeya very clearly to Sherish Yudbeis. Okay? We have a little bit more to talk about, but this, I think, is the beginning. It's a very interesting issue. Okay? Batzlocha.